Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we dive deep into the Drag Race Season 15 Queens. We discuss the new Miss Cleo documentary and Barbie movie trailer, and we give our reviews of both the live drag queen holiday shows we saw this season. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Season's greetings, my sweet, sweet.
It's very season's greetings.
How much is it season's greetings?
What's your favorite seasoning on food?
Honestly, like everything bagel.
Do you have
Willie is scratching to leave the room. Hold on. He heard we're starting the podcast.
And I'll ask. He was like, not this nonsense today.
I cannot believe it. He wants to spend every minute of the day with me except for when we record the podcast. What's that about?
He's just letting us have our moment.
He
doesn't want the episode spoiled, I think.
Oh.
He wants to wait and give us the stream count. We need it.
Right. Well, I think he felt excluded because we didn't include him in the clap.
Oh.
We clap before we start the recording. And I'm not sure if it does anything or if we're supposed to, but we both clap to get our sounds sounding.
We've done that twice. Mm.
Always. It's something we can't stop doing.
It's something we're taking into the new year. Hey, I had a question.
Yeah.
Do you have any seasoning in your home other than salt and pepper?
Oh my God, I have...
Maybe you don't even have that.
I have so much seasonings that I had to
get... Do you have like a spice rack?
I had to get a spice rack that's double-decker because it was getting out of control. Yeah.
Tell me about these. I've never seen these seasonings at your house.
You know I don't cook, period.
I do know that. That's why I was asking if you had a spice rack.
But I have accumulated spices over the years.
Did you say acumen?
Accumulated spices over time.
Did you say, are you team cumin?
Time.
Or cumin? rosemary?
I was just about to say rosemary, but I couldn't figure out how. Anyway, I have a double-decker, and it slides. You can see it when you visit, because Hudson is very much a chef, so like he's always like, you know, concocting.
Does he have an apron that's all kiss the cook?
No, but I should get him one. I have many aprons, but he doesn't, not many aprons, but many aprons.
Wow, you have a plethora of
of aprons. Yeah.
Aprons.
But he doesn't wear them. He doesn't. I should put up a little hook in the kitchen.
Yeah, for when he's like baking and.
Well, he doesn't bake.
Does he bake?
No, I bake.
Does he fry?
Yeah, we have an air fryer.
Cool.
So yeah.
Hey, what? Speaking of sugar and spice.
Totally. You want to get into the gig?
Hey, well, we can dabble, we can dip our toe in, but I have not watched the Meet the Queens.
What?
For season 15 Drag Race. I mean, I watched all of their, on Instagram, they all had like a 15 to 20 second video of themselves dancing.
Oh, God.
I watched that.
So, okay, are you going to base your bracket off of that?
I haven't done a bracket ever since the year that one guy cheated.
Mm.
I looked and I saw, hey, I liked this person's look. I recognized one of them from a drag show that I saw in Seattle that I thought was great. And I was like, oh, I've been following that queen for a few years. I noticed there were twins. I can't believe Drag Race is going down the reality TV twin trope.
Mm. Oh, God. The amount of things that are going to happen with the twins. The twins are going to be in the top two together. The twins are going to be in the bottom two together. The twins are going to be in opposing girl groups. The girls...
They're going to be captains of opposing girl groups.
Right. They're going to be... One is going to send another home. One is going to... Yeah. Like, all of these things will play out, and if they don't... I will eat my words, but my stomach's full. I will not be dining today.
I tweeted and said that the twins will absolutely be lip syncing against each other, and one will send the other home. I've watched twins on America's Next Top Model. I've watched twins on Project Runway.
Have you seen Have you seen twins on Bella Me?
They're not real blood brothers. I was not a Bella Me girl. I never have been. Never will be.
No, no. No, it's too... Honestly, I don't want to... Nothing... No disrespect to the Bella Me people. But like...
Oh my God, we're sticking with Bella Me.
But it's almost like everybody's too perfect. I feel awkward watching because I know I wouldn't be included. I feel like...
Are you going to tell any of the listeners who don't know what Bella Me is?
Don't go Googling. These men are like maybe like Netherlandal. And
Netherlandal?
I don't know. They're giving me like Holland.
I guess I really haven't dabbled in Bella Me at all.
They're giving me Holland. They're giving me perfect foreskin.
If they're not jocks in Southern California, I haven't seen them.
Oh, well, then Bella Me is not on the menu.
I was going to say, this is a spoiler. Well, I was going to ask, do you think the twins on Drag Race are going to walk in together? But then I saw the trailer this morning and they do.
Oh, there's a new trailer that came out this morning. I haven't seen it yet. Because it's such a big season, I thought they were going to split the girls up into two premieres and have one
be
in one,
like
one
they're
be in
not.
Another.
Oh. It looks like they're not. It looks like we're finally seeing all 16. Maybe it's like a 2-hour episode, but Jesus. It looks like they're all together. It didn't show much. I mean, it showed some of the stuff from the first episode, which, like I said, it definitely looked like there were 16 people together. It showed some of the judges for this season. We have Janelle Monáe, Maren Morris, Megan Stalter, Ali Wong, Ariana Grande, big names, T.S. Madison. Mm. Did you have any standout favorites? Did you actually watch all of the Meet the Queens?
We watched the Meet the Queens on stream. So it was really fun because on Friday, like everyone, we like just watched it all completely. We were pausing it the entire time to chirp and chat and talk about who reminded us of who and what our like general impressions were. And my big takeaways were these queens, girl, only a handful of them know what the purpose of the Meet the Queens is. You have 20 minutes with a producer in the camera, and
were they each 20 minutes?
No. I mean, like to film. Oh. I'm sure. And you're telling me some of y'all just sit there and wait for your question and give a little answer that is non-memorable? No. Some of these queens like understood the assignment of make moments that the internet can remember you with. And if you get eliminated first, at least you'll have the Meet the Queens. Some of these queens, I'm like, oh, I don't even remember anything you said because describe your drag style. Oh, I'm fierce. It's like, shut the fuck up. Like, what? That means nothing. It means show. When people are like, oh, I'm a comedy queen. I'm funny. You're going to see I'm funny. It's like,
make me laugh.
The Meet the Queens make, is the opportunity to make them laugh. Make them laugh. If you have a trick up your sleeve, you need to show it during the Meet the Queens. Like, I want to feel a little bit, you know, mystified. And a lot of the queens did not leave me gooped, gagged, or anything.
Ugh, the drama.
However, I will say, I have a few faves, and I think my top four I have already picked out. If I were to just choose from the Meet the Queens, which has not been a good indicator of who has talent or who is just loud, but blah, blah, blah. So my tops from just the Meet the Queens alone, not from any like anything that I know about them or anything that like I might have seen on the internet. Irene Dubois.
Wait, that's the one. Okay, I saw an Irene show in Seattle.
Okay.
And it was incredible. I thought she was so funny, and I followed her that day, and I've literally been like waiting for her to be on the show because I thought she was so good from the live show I saw in Seattle.
Was she kooky weird?
Yeah, it was fun. I remember I laughed.
Make them laugh. Okay.
I liked her. I didn't know if it was Dubois or Dubois. Oh. Must be Dubois. That sounds sexier, right?
I think it's Dubois. I don't know.
But then, like, I think she did a rebrand at some point because I swear I was seeing it was, like, Irene the Alien.
Mm. Well, she is, like, there's a clip in the Meet the Queens where she goes,
take me to your
No, mirror. She says, well, my name is... But yeah, she talks about how she's an alien, blah, blah, blah.
I saw Bosco, because Bosco's a Seattle girl, too. I saw Bosco tweeting love for Irene. So I was like, you know I stand Bosco last season. So I will probably enjoy Irene.
I mean, what I liked about her was that like she showcased right off the bat, like she has a point of view. She has like a perspective within her drag persona of how you can already understand how... her in the competition will interpret challenges in the Irene Dubois filter.
Dubois.
Dubois filter. Which, like, some...
Maybe it's Dubois because she Dubois.
Ooh, maybe. Some of the queens, I was like, what is your perspective? Like, who... Like, what is the... the sensation you give. And I just feel like some of them weren't giving me that.
The ooh-ah-ah sensation?
Yeah, any type of sensation.
Was one of them in the Meet the Queens dressed like a blue teddy bear?
In the runway of the Meet the Queens, my next of the top four that I love.
Okay, I liked that one just based on...
Based on that name? Look? Or
yeah, based on the 15-second dance videos I watched from all of them. I thought, standout look.
Yes. Her name is Lux Noir London.
Yes, I liked her.
She, I think she might be the youngest of the cast, from what I can tell right here. She's 22.
A baby.
She's, she was one of my tops because she was oozing with charisma. And, like, you could tell that, like, she is, like, sure of her as a human. She's sure of herself.
Confident
is the word I'm looking for.
Would you say she's sure?
She's sure. She's confident, and she's confident in her like charisma and her ability to hold a room, and I believed it. I don't know. It came across. And I liked her runway look of like the Meet the Queens in that fluffy blue, though I have to just take a step back and just understand those looks in the Meet the Queens are styled. And while some of the pieces and parts and maybe even all of individuals look might have been theirs, not everyone's looks are necessarily what they wanted to wear. Like they had to have cohesiveness.
Allegedly.
At least in past seasons. So, like, I try not to hold it too much against them if I don't like their Meet the Queens look, but I did like hers.
I loved it.
My other two faves, Sasha Colby, which has a huge, I think, target on her back from the get, because, like, everyone is hyping her up. And so, like, in my head, I don't know if a queen can ever, like, meet the hype Has a queen ever been on Drag Race that has been hyped up before the season as legendary and met that like reputation and exceeded it? I don't know.
I would say on some of the international seasons maybe, but I'm trying to think of any of the U.S. ones come to mind. But I mean, similarly to what you were saying, it's like even in this new trailer that I just watched before we started recording, it was like took an audio clip of someone else saying it's Sasha, you said?
Yeah.
It was like an audio clip of one of the other queens saying Sasha Colby is a legend. And it's like, yeah, I kind of agree with what you were saying about the other stuff. It's like, don't tell me, show me. I don't know. I don't love the ones that come in with like,
I mean, it's not her fault
or a huge ego. It's not. And good for her for getting the following or getting the props. But I think it always struggles to translate to me as a viewer because I won't hold them in the same regard that other people do. Or I don't know, because it's like I didn't know who she was before the cast.
I will say this, like every drag queen that I've seen on the internet talking about who they're rooting for has said Sasha Colby. And every drag queen is like, and she introduced herself in the Meet the Queens as, I'm your favorite drag queen. And I was like, you know what? So far, that's been kind of true. Like everyone's talking like about how incredible she is. And so Hudson and I watched some YouTube videos of her from like pageant talent shows and like performances. And girl, she does this Beyonce medley. You need to watch it. Just search Sasha Colby Beyonce medley. And the whole time Hudson's like, you know, this is what I would be like if I were in drag.
Oh my
God. but I honestly kind of, because it's how he performs around the living room and the kitchen and stuff. But like,
no, I mean,
she's good.
I saw a TikTok of hers after the cast announcement. Of course, like, my algorithm was all switched up. And I did see a performance of her. And it was like really good. And I think Silky was like in the audience, like throwing money at her. And
I did see something from a WeHo bar where it was just a line of past Drag Race contestants in line while she's performing, trying to give her money. Like, so clearly adored.
I think I just always want them to live up to the hype. And then I always get nervous that they won't. And then I think that's what sometimes creates the disconnect, if that makes sense.
Sure.
I'm definitely rooting for everybody and I'm excited for the premiere and I'm excited to like find faves.
Also, I worry because like, somebody might be like an incredible dancer and a fierce queen and like be able to paint a mug or whatever the kids are saying. But like, this is Drag Race. This is not just like drag career, which a lot of queens excel in. It's a very specific type of reality TV show where you have to do certain things that
are within
a box that might not be within a skill set of an everyday legendary drag queen. But like, you have to be able to like, will she succeed in a acting challenge? Will she succeed in improv? Will she succeed in...
Will she be able to sew a dress?
Right, like, not to say that she can't, but, like, those are a lot of the tests that I think people forget about when they're like, oh, she's legendary, she's going to do great. Like, well, there's a lot of other things that, like, you got to also be able to do. Not to say she can't, but we'll see.
Yeah.
And then my last one that I loved was Sasha Estidis. Selena Estidis. Selena Estidis.
Is that like Selena is tits?
I don't know. But if there's any Meet the Queen you watch, if you don't watch any others, oh my God, a human who took every ounce of her Meet the Queens
and
sold herself. And I bought it. I was like, I would go see a show. I would follow on the internet. Like I'm buying the package.
Yeah. One of our favorite old DJs from Q-Bar tweeted that he loves her and I think knows her personally. So I was like, okay, that will make me root for that person.
Selena Estidis?
Yeah.
You're going to love her. She's
and there's another San Francisco queen too, which I'm like hoping can continue the like success that Lady Camden brought to SF last year.
Princess Poppy is
from SF, so I've seen people that I know here being excited for her. I'm not familiar again with her, like I haven't seen her out or perform, but I will always root for a local queen.
Yeah, I mean, there's at the end of the day, I am just like thrilled to have more opportunities to root for more queer people who are going to be expressing themselves and pushing the boundaries of like my favorite TV show. So I have no complaints other than I can't wait to see more. So,
yeah, I love. I'm excited. I'm one of the people that. I don't know. I hate still seeing people tweeting that they're burnt out, especially with all the like extensions of other countries and internationals and versus the worlds and everything. And I'm like, baby, pick and choose what works for you. You don't have to watch them all. Find your favorites.
No, I agree.
Do you?
I mean, I see both sides of it. It's like, I don't, when I try to remember how many seasons were in the past year or like had or happened during like COVID lockdown or something like that, it's like there were many queens crowned. And so if anything, it just kind of saturates the experience of those who are having their moment in the present. As soon as a new season comes out, you kind of like,
that's fair.
They kind of lose their moment, which that's whatever. It's neither here nor there.
No, they won't lose their moment. They can go on All Stars or Versus the World or International All Winners or.
Sure.
Unsure.
Or they can go on and do their own thing. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hey, guess what I saw last night?
Tell me.
I saw the...
The Family Stone.
Nope. I saw the...
The new Avatar.
Nope. Nope.
The Miss Cleo documentary.
No, but oh my God, we need to talk about that. Hold on.
I haven't watched it. I was on my list to ask you.
Oh my God. Yeah, Raven Simone, they interviewed her for it, which I thought, why? Because she's a psychic too.
That... Raven Simone is an actual psychic, or because she did That's So Raven, where she played a psychic?
Well, let me tell you something about both Raven Simone and Miss Cleo. I don't think either of them are real psychics. But both of them might be lesbians, right? I think they both... Well, Miss Cleo's no longer with us, but she...
Oh, I have no idea.
She was a lesbian. Her spirit remains one, I think, probably, however that works. Anyway, I was saying, guess what I saw last night? We'll get back to Miss Cleo.
A shooting star.
I saw the...
An alien spaceship.
No.
Oh, the Bene de la Creme and Jinx Monsoon holiday Christmas special.
Well, yes, but not Christmas. It's just a holiday special.
Oh I'm sorry.
It's
I'm
an
sorry.
All-inclusive experience of all faiths, denominations, and celebrations.
Is that what they said?
Well...
Did you take an edible before you went?
Baby, we brought a pre-roll and and lit it
smoked
up.
It in the theater?
No, outside the theater. And then walked in, and I immediately regretted it because I was like, I am so stoned, and this is the most high-density human experience I've had since pre-pandemic. I was like... I felt like you. Have you ever known about a sardine? I was feeling like it. It was.
Did you get any popcorn?
No. And then Hudson was like, "I'll be right back." And I was seated in the theater. And,
were you sweating?
Oh my god! I had a turtleneck on. I was like,
"Oh my god!" You got dressed up.
And there
for
were
the show.
And there was no service, so I was just. I had my phone open and on, and I'm just scrolling. Lowest dim as if I'm scrolling, but I wasn't scrolling. I was just acting like I was reading because I was like, I can't.
Was there an opener?
No. Mm. It was incredible though. I loved it so
much. Was it in
much.
LA?
Yeah, it was.
Should I look to see if they have tickets? Are they coming to San Francisco?
They I think they were here. Already in San Francisco, but if they, depending on where they're going, you need to see this show. If they are having a show anywhere in your area and it hasn't happened yet, I am telling you what, give yourself a gift, go see it. It was such a fucking delight. I loved it so much.
I love that you loved it so much.
I found it inspiring. I found it like creatively, like it gave me so many fun ideas of what I wanted to do on Twitch more, because it was like they were creating their own world and like creating their own rules for their universe within the show. It was like topical. It spoke to like current events in a very interesting way of like art and creation of art and multi dimensions and artificial intelligence, and it wove in like what's that one Muppet Christmas Carol?
Yeah, that's a thing.
It's like
was Miss Piggy there?
No. With like the Ghost of Christmas. Is that what I'm thinking of?
Ebenezer Scrooge.
It was like it had some of that in there. There were puppets. There were dancers. There were musical numbers. Original songs.
What venue was it at?
The Orpheum.
Heard of it.
Sold out two-night show. It was insane, incredible. I was like, this is such a gift to the queer community. I was so, like, yeah, bewildered and impressed and live singing and just, yeah, I cannot gush about it enough. I loved it so much. Oh, wait, December 17th, San Francisco. Has that happened yet? Oh, yeah, it happened.
Yeah,
yet.
It was 2 days ago.
Okay, well, the next four nights, they're in Seattle and then Portland. So if you're in Seattle and Portland, you still have a chance to see it. Or tonight in LA, but this will already be live tomorrow, so never mind. Anyway, I loved it.
Anyway.
Yeah, if you haven't been to a drag queen's creation... And if you love drag queens from Drag Race, but you haven't seen what they would do if they had their own stage without the limits of Drag Race and the editors of Drag Race, I would say go see what your favorite queens from the show do when they're in charge. Because I think it's like, it is cool to see. You know who I would love to see? Sasha Velour. Like, you know she's putting on a show that she has a vision for. Like, that's... I don't know. It's like Drag Race is an opportunity to meet the queens, but like go see what they would do on their own time.
Yeah. I don't know if I talked about it on the podcast, but I saw, does any of this sound familiar? I saw a holiday drag show here in San Francisco with some of the Rue girls like a few weeks ago. And it was so good. I was literally on my frame. I don't think I actually told you about this because Jimbo was in it and danced. And wore a sexy Rudolph costume.
They all keep popping up on my TikTok For You page because they're always like backstage doing their little TikTok dances and stuff. So I see a little bit of who's in the show
or
what's...
She had her big old titties with red lights on them being Rudolph the Red Boob Reindeer.
Hell yeah.
It was so good. Crystal Method was there, who I love. Silky was there. Nina West was there. Jasmine Kennedy was there. It was so good. I was in hog heaven. I took an edible. There I was. Sexy Jimbo dancing around.
You know what? I think I would be starstruck. I was, when Ben and Jinx came out, my heart was like kind of racing. And I was like, oh my God, this is what people feel like when they see, like, when they feel starstruck. Because I don't feel like I often feel that way. But because, like, drag is like, drag race and drag culture is like my, I don't know, entertainment of choice. So, like, I guess seeing them do their thing live, I was like, oh my God. I was. It felt like I was at like a child at a mall performance of their favorite pop star at the Mall of America, is what I was feeling. You know?
Hey.
What?
Did you want to talk about how my brother's babysitter was at the slumber party tour?
Okay, go on.
Well, and then I was at home in Michigan last week, and then I was out with my brother and sister-in-law, and when we went back to their house, they had to relieve the babysitter, and my sister-in-law was being so like, you should get a picture. She was at the slumber party tour and like harassing this poor girl, and I was like, just leave her alone. Don't make her take a picture with me. She doesn't want to take a picture with me. And she was all like, why would I want a picture? Just because I was at Tyler Oakley's slumber party tour.
Ooh. Was she wearing the merch?
Oh my God. Imagine had she been babysitting in the T-Rex shirt. Anyways, I thought it was so funny, but then she was all, it's not like I liked Tyler Oakley. I just
Wait. I didn't know that she didn't. This is part of the story I never heard.
It wasn't maybe phrased that way.
So she came as a hater.
She was trying to play it off, and she was very, well, it wasn't Tyler specifically. I just like famous people from Jackson, Michigan.
Okay, which includes me in the ranks with who?
The big dog.
The big dog? Jamie McKibben of K105.3, the big dog?
Jamie McKibben DJed my prom.
Well, what else is he up to, baby?
And then she tried to tell a story about how some man from Jackson, Michigan went to space, or he went to the moon, or he's part of NASA.
Talking about me.
And I was all very, what's his name? And she was like, oh, I don't remember. I'll have to send it to you.
As somebody who is self-proclaimed fan of people from Jackson, Michigan, you should
She shit all over the slumber party tour. And speaking of which, yeah, actually, when I was home, did you know just now that there was a kid from Jackson who was on The Voice this season?
Okay. No, I didn't know, but sure.
He wasn't from Parma, but he was from the Jackson area. And he got fifth place or some shit. And the whole fucking town was going wild for it. They were having viewing parties at the Michigan Theater.
Yeah, baby. People love people.
So they would rather see a 16-year-old sing for Blake Shelton than see me, mine and your gay ass race around the world twice? We didn't get no parade.
Oh, you didn't hear about our parade? It was crazy.
Lord knows your father and my father were trying.
I think they booked a table at the Hunt Club and called it a day.
We did have a family viewing party for one of the episodes. Must have been the second time we did it. But I was just all, wow, city really turned out for this twink.
You didn't get a key to the city?
No.
Oh, maybe I can make you a copy.
And all I will say is second and third place is better than fifth.
Tweet it. At that child.
Hey, but they were saying that they were all like, hey, you want a record contract? And it was all, you have to give us 80% of everything you make in the first year.
Yeah, crazy. Well, I don't know how things like that work out. Like, I would advise.
I assume that's what they do for all those singing shows.
Yeah, like, it's almost. I've heard that if you win one of the singing shows, it's almost kind of like you don't want to win because then you're locked into like all of this stuff that a normal person would not want to be locked into for their start of their career.
I know you're not watching, but like the new age idols, it's like they've had a bunch of people now who like make it to Hollywood and then just quit because they're like too afraid of the contracts.
That's
they're like,
fair.
I'll become a TikTok star on my own.
Yeah, I mean,
anyway,
if you can, everything is about the meet the queens. Everything, you know.
Yes.
You gotta make your impression.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, is there anything else on your dot on your to do list?
Well, are we gonna talk about Miss Cleo?
No, because I haven't watched it. I'm gonna watch it today.
Okay. Well, it's out.
Save it. I don't know. I saw my brother asked me about it, and then last night I saw a commercial for it. I assume it's out.
Hey,
I didn't
the Barbie
watch the trailer because I didn't want spoilers.
The Barbie teaser. Did you see it?
I did.
Oh my gosh, it looks great. I'm ready to buy into whatever this world is.
I've been very on the fence for it, but the trailer, I did laugh.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. I don't know if I saw.
What
I saw
is,
just
not
a teaser.
Even
I don't know
out.
If I saw the trailer.
It's not going to come out until like May.
Okay. Well, time continues to proceed forward. I think we'll get there.
Barbie movie 2023. When does this shit come out?
I need to see Avatar 2. That's the real tea.
I saw it already. I'm surprised you didn't.
No, I'm rationing my Adderall so I can be focused for that long.
3 hours and 15 minutes.
You think I have it in me?
I really don't. That's like... I saw it with my dad when I was home, and I was all, why aren't we pausing it so we can all run to the restroom?
We started Edward Scissorhands last night, and I said, can we pause it and make this a three-night event? So I'll get back to you. We just got introduced to him. He is in the neighborhood, and I don't know what is going to happen next. He's got scissors for hands?
As hands.
It's like, that was nuts. Though it's hard to watch that shit knowing about him now. It's like,
Who, Edward?
Edward. Yeah, Edward.
Cool. Hey, where can people find you?
Why are you trying to be done?
Because we're at 33 minutes.
Well, the kids are all clamoring for more.
Are they?
I've heard.
They're urchin for a skirchin?
Sea urchin for a skirchin.
Hey.
Hey.
Where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitch. Oh my gosh, this week we're having like a holiday week, so come celebrate the holidays. It's all festive music all week long. And I started a new thing. On Fridays we do morning streams, and it's like a co-working stream. And
one Friday morning?
One Friday morning. Is that what you're doing? One
yes.
Saturday morning.
Yes.
So if you like work and want to work and lurk and you hate your coworkers, come. We're all each other's coworkers now on Friday mornings, and it's so lovely and fun and silly and stupid. That's where we watched the Meet the Queens together, and we do like a tier list every Friday morning. So we just ranked all of pasta
noodles,
pasta shapes by fuckability. We get up to a lot of very important things.
I didn't know it was by fuckability. I saw it.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know what it was up to.
Oh, yeah. Like who we would suck, who we would top, who we would bottom for.
Wow. You're really selling it.
Yeah. We also did the presidents based on fuckability.
All 50?
Yes. That was one Friday. Every Friday, different tier list. Come join. Where can people find you?
You can find me signing off and saying have a good Christmas.
Oh, that's
or holiday.
That's so
or whatever's
sweet.
Happening in your life this
yes,
week.
You better spin that dreidel. Spin it. Oh my gosh. You know in Inception where they're like his totem is like spinning that thing? What if it were a dreidel? A Christmas Inception? Or Chrismica? A Hanukkah Inception?
Merry Chrysler.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Bye.
Prissy Christmas. Prissy Christmas. Prissy, you know about Prissy Christmas? Do you?
Kissy Christmas.
No, Prissy Christmas. Prissy
Christmas. No, teach me this weekend.
Okay.
All right. Bye.